Discourse 5, July 18, 1932. Saint Germain. Invocation. Infinite, mighty presence, God individualized on the sphere of earth, we give praise and thanks. The Discourse. The Ascension. I bring greetings from the ascended host and that master of masters who sends love and riches to you today. Under this radiating presence, let us consider the meaning and activity of the word ascension. Let us try to dispel the many misinterpretations of orthodox interpretation. When the individual has become aware of and, with conscious effort, directs the attention to the region of the head where the anchor of the great central sun is located, he has ascended to the mount of true understanding. This is often referred to symbolically by the phrase going up into the head mountain, which is often physically true, and yet but symbolizes the fixing of the consciousness on the highest of the seven centers that are the vortices of activity of the great central sun in man and the universe. The meaning of Satan and evil. The gross misunderstanding of what Satan and evil really mean is appalling. Many names have been given to this so-called majestic presence of evil, but I assure you that that majestic presence is but a myth. The words devil or Sheol both really came from the word Satan, and the root of this word, its true underlying meaning, is to turn away from that which is inharmonious. The human side of mankind, so to speak, which is never ready to face the truth of its own being, had to produce some concoction on which to lay the blame of its own creation. The word Satan came forth as a single explanation, telling humanity that they had better turn away from their own creations of inharmony, and this turning would enable them to find God ever active in their midst. Then again there came a time when they wanted still something else to blame for their own wrong creations, and they brought the defenseless serpent into the garden. The serpent but represents a wrong use of the solar energy from the great central sun within mankind. This solar energy is a most dynamic power and is always active. Again, let us repeat that mankind, having free will, are commanded to choose how they shall direct this energy. If they do not direct it consciously for some good constructive purpose, it will act in some manner, often through the suggestion of the environment or individuals, because energy is always subject to suggestion. The great mass of mankind who have joined themselves to the orthodox idea, as we term it, have thought to cast upon God, a being in the skies, their problems or creations. Yet they are foolish enough to think they can go on creating inharmony and not experience its discordant effects. Thus we see how mankind has held over its own head this cloud of ignorance through the centuries. Human beings might have recognized their freedom as children of God and become conscious of the fact that they had free will. They would then have realized that they were the only creators of good and evil, so-called. They would have learned that they had the power to dissipate any wrong or inharmonious creation that they had ignorantly or willfully brought forth. One of the reasons why the idea of a devil was conceived was that in every period or cycle of human embodiment, there have been those individuals who were very dynamic in the use of this energy. They were misdirecting it and producing this so-called evil. Besides this, they were creating such powerfully charged thought forms that vicious, ignorant, disembodied intelligences seized upon them, or, as it were, entered into these thought forms. These forms were being energized by their creators, who were still embodied, giving these vicious, ignorant entities tremendous power and activity. Before the time of Jesus, these entities were often able to appear visibly, often in very grotesque forms. Thus, this was the idea of a devil. But I assure you, never was and never will exist outside of man's own discordant creation. Saints. A saint may or may not be an ascended being. When sainthood is conferred on someone, thousands and hundreds of thousands of minds are focused upon this idea or form of a saint, for there is no idea of a saint without the form in the mind. Thus, a thought form of tremendous power is created. Sometimes the soul of this saint, through the direction of a great intelligence, takes advantage of this tremendous creation and enters into the form, producing miracles of great good. Fortunately, the predominating and balancing thought force in such a creation is always for good. Consequently, the saint, being good, prevents the energy in the thought form from being used for a wrong purpose. In this thought form, certain attributes and powers are supposed to be within its domain. The individual furnishes the tremendous energy which is generated to do specific things. However, when we realize that the energy of God within the individual is omnipresent, waiting to be consciously directed, we know that in this way it can do far more powerful things than any thought form. Here is a mystery which has not been explained. Often, where a great purpose is to be gained, one of the great masters will take charge of this thought form and produce great and lasting good. Thus you will see that the energy or force which might have been misused is often used by wise intelligences for the accomplishment of great good. It is the privilege of every one of God's children to do exactly this same thing. Every student who is sincerely looking to the light, God, if that one be tripped up, as it were, by his outer self, having generated great force through anger or passion, he has the power to requalify this energy he has released and make it work for lasting good. Otherwise, it whirls on its way, creating discord wherever it goes. Thus, I tell you in all sincerity that every one of God's children is a God in embryo and may learn to consciously direct this mighty energy to perform far greater wonders than any saint has been able to do. The idea of a devil has created appalling ignorance and superstition. Superstition has charged the outer self with such fear that it has paralyzed, so to speak, the very avenues that would lead to its freedom. There is no devil in the universe except mankind's own inharmonious thoughts and feelings, individual and en masse. After the Master Jesus' ascension. After the time of beloved Jesus' appearance and ascension, there were those diametrically opposed to the wondrous light he had taught and radiated. These were known as forces of darkness. They had gone deep enough into the understanding of the inner laws of their being to find that they had certain power of thought, and that they possessed tremendous energy which they could direct for right or wrong as they chose. These became known at that time, and have been down through the centuries, as black magicians. At one time, I shall not say when, there was a school of these black magicians that set upon and snared, as it were, those students of light who had failed to go beyond a certain point of enlightenment. Many times they drew the student into the full activity of their understanding. On the other hand, there were many in whom the presence of the light was strong enough to throw off the influence of these black magicians. After a struggle, the students were left to go their way. It was the observation of this activity taking place that drew the attention of the great ascended masters of light to this school, and it was broken up and scattered. Since that time, it has never been allowed to form a focus of more than two or three individuals in one place. Previous to this time, these black magicians created powerful thought forms which they operated at any distance. Thus was created great havoc and distress during the two closing periods of Atlantis and Egypt. And in fact, they were the underlying causes of all periods of great destruction. Why? Because, aside from their own power to generate destructive force, they utilized the destructive force generated by mankind, thus causing the destruction of an entire race or continent. Cause for great encouragement. Since the time of Jesus' advent or appearance upon earth, these black magicians have never been allowed to form such powerful points of focus wherein a great number of them were gathered together. The tables were turned on them, and among their number were found those whom the ascended masters saw wanted to turn from the darkness to the light. One by one, these were freed from the clutches of the forces of darkness. They became great exponents of the light, because they were conversant with every subtle activity of the wrong direction of this mighty energy of God. Thus is the great transmutation going on. This is why we feel encouraged that some of the destructive force that at times seemed very near succeeding might be dissipated and much cataclysmic activity avoided. The tremendous outpouring of the Christ activity into the hearts and minds of mankind since 1884 has enabled many great and wonderful things to be done, which previous to that time might not have been possible. So everyone fortunate enough to receive these ideas should have courage to go on with a brave heart, knowing that these days every cloud has its golden lining, and back of it the crystal cup, pure light of Christ, God in action. A marvelous promise. No matter how threatening the storm clouds appear to be, those who stand firm and unyielding to the light, to the mighty individualized Christ presence, will find their brave hearts rewarded. They will experience the golden lining of these clouds, and before them will appear the crystal cup, filled to overflowing with the mighty love, peace, light, wisdom, and abundance of God forevermore. Such a promise, I assure you, is not imaginary, and one day will be fulfilled for all those who stand staunch and true to the mighty Master Presence, their own inner God Self. The true ascension of the individual starts long before the raising of the body. as was often represented, initiation, the seven steps of the ascension, were the seven steps one takes when mounting from one center to another within the human form. When one has become aware of this fact, and has reached the point of understanding where his attention is fixed upon the highest center within his head, and when he lives to it accordingly, he has passed his greatest struggle in the raising of the outer form into the divine. From this point on, he is given much more assistance, most of which he is entirely unaware of in his outer mind. To become conscious of a goal of attainment, knowing that it is not only possible, but that it is certain of accomplishment, enables one to look upon the trials of the outer self with great fortitude, courage, and strength, knowing that they are but dust particles flitting before the outer vision. Fearing problems. The reason why problems become rampant, as it were, is because the problem or situation becomes charged with fear by the individual. This gives it a certain powerful activity. One should really strive for just the opposite activity by withdrawing all power from it. Fear is feeling, and feeling is always a vitalizing energy. There are two different kinds of feeling that vitalize tremendously, and these are fear and hate. Instead of giving power to a problem and thus vitalizing it, one should withdraw all sustaining energy and leave it helpless. The fact of the matter is that all of these problems, so-called, are creations of the outer mind or of laws set up by mankind through the outer self. Through these human laws, people harass each other or try to compel one individual to do for another what he or she is apparently not able to do, because it is the outer, man-made laws acting instead of the divine. If every individual would turn with all sincerity and ask God's love and wisdom to direct him or her every moment and live it accordingly, in less than a year, possibly 6 months, there would not be a problem confronting mankind. When you want something fulfilled, it is well to affirm it. But it is also good to write it out and say, God, the mighty I Am Presence, see that this is fulfilled. If at any time you seem to have made a mistake, always take this stand and say that only good can come out of it. Know always that God directs your every decision with wisdom, and that you do decide quickly and correctly the perfect thing to do, and then do it. The Great Presence Surya. Beloved Surya, who is the same as the Lord Maitreya, is a great intelligence from the great central spiritual sun, and he will soon begin his activity on earth again. Surya is an independent focus like Cyclopea and the Lords of the Flame from Venus. His activity is independent because the assistance he offers is of his own volition and entirely independent of the hierarchy who have charge of this planet's growth. He watches over and gives assistance to all who are nearing the point of the ascension. He is permitted to intensify that at a given point. At your New Year's meeting, again, there will be your point of contact with this great being and the commencement of your activity with him as once before. The Lodge of Sirius is really a cosmic initiation. It seems apparent now that on July 4, 1933, there will come very marked changes. for it is of special importance to this government. The balls of light sent to certain cities on this earth, July 1, 1932, from the Royal Teton, were sent to special places in the absence of sufficient physical channels to do certain work in the government. These were sent to New York, Chicago, Alexandria, Hong Kong, and Buenos Aires. Small ones were sent to the capital of every state in America. Try to keep deep peace in the home, and it will make it possible for higher instruction to come forth. At a former period in China, there was instilled into the Chinese race a calm, poised, and silent attitude. Many times this attitude comes from great adoration of the Supreme Presence. This characteristic has lasted well into the present day in China. But since the race's contact with the English-speaking people, it has lost a great deal of this quality. The wheels of progress never stop for nations, mankind, or conditions, because the very activity of God is a forward movement under the direction of those mighty messengers of God, most of whom have not been heard of on earth. Beloved God Tabor, the god Tabor, referred to in the manuscripts, is one of these great beings who were actively present during the reign of King David, and the Mount Tabor referred to during that period was the abode of this great being. Pillar of Fire. The ray of force from the great central sun which you saw and are visualizing is a pillar of fire, and is hollow. It has formed a permanent anchorage in the earth, so that through it there is a constant pouring forth of a mighty stream of purifying energy. From this explanation, you will see and understand how very important your efforts are. Be sure to keep them up. You are the determiner of what you do. So ask your mighty I Am Presence to see that you do have time to do it and keep this up. This work must be done. If anything occurs within the consciousness that causes the least fear or disturbance, one should instantly remember one's mighty I Am Presence, the Master within, and ask it to dissipate all fear, its cause and its effect at once, and see that it never touches one's being or world again. Why should students of the light be harassed by disturbing elements or conditions? Students of the light who serve the light should demand from the light freedom from every disturbing condition.